Hey guys, this is Joe McGee. You know, we've been doing seminars across the country for years. Seminars on marriage, parenting, men, money, and family. I want to encourage you to email us and let us know if this podcast has helped you, and maybe you've joined us live at one of our seminars. If you have a testimony or just want to tell us what God's doing in your life, please email us at mail@joemcgeeministries.com, or you can contact us through our website, joemcgeeministries.com. There you'll find helpful articles and tools to help you grow in God, grow in your marriage, and grow in your family. We love you guys. We hope you enjoy the podcast.
You make plans. You have a vision. After you have a vision, then you make plans. A man makes his plans. God orders the steps. Most humans won't make a plan. They won't plan out their day, let alone plan out their life. And I will tell you right now, for the years I've been in both in the sector of business and ministry, people who make it big in life had plans. They didn't get lucky. There's no such thing as luck. There's God and angels, and there's the devil and demons. There's blessing, there's cursing, there's life and death. There's no middle ground. Do you understand that? You choose. I said before, God said life, death, blessing, cursing. You choose. There's no middle ground where you're waiting to make up your mind. You're making your choice. So I make them write a vision. Now we're going to start writing some plans down to get specific. So what I'm going to do today, we're going to give you some scriptures just to let you know how important this is. Well, look at this. Just things on plans. Now watch this. I've already quoted some of these. Proverbs 16, verse 3 and verse 9. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. You know, my kids say, well, Dad, how do I know what the will of God is? He'll talk to you. What? He'll talk to you. What do you mean he'll talk to you? In your mind, he said he'll establish your thoughts. You'll just have a thought. Oh, that's a good thought. You ever had a thought and you thought, man, that's good. Probably God. You ever had a thought and it was stupid? Probably you and me. You know how those things work. He said, commit your works to the Lord. Pray. God will establish your thoughts. Then a man makes his plans and the Lord directs his steps. You understand the system? Isn't that incredible? I tell you, that'll set somebody free right there. That's going to help somebody. Now look at this. Psalm 20, verse 4. The Lord grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. May the Lord grant your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Well, what if you don't have any plans? Well, then God can't fulfill them. Well, why do you have a plan? Because you had a vision. You want to be a doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, a fisherman. You want to own a business. What's your vision? Everything starts with a vision. Everything. Once you have a vision, then you start making plans. That's where we are right now. Proverbs 21, verse 5. Good planning and hard work lead to prosperity, but hasty shortcuts lead to poverty. We're talking about planning. You got a plan. Once you have a vision, you got to have a plan. Proverbs 30, verse 25. Ants, they aren't strong, but they store up food in the winter. Well, they're planning for winter. What are they planning on? Winter's coming. We need to make some preparation. Because planning leads to preparation. Oh, my goodness. Psalm 37:23. The steps of the godly are directed by the Lord. He delights in every detail of their lives. Man, I like it when God gets involved in the detail of my life. I don't know about you. Don't you like it when God's involved in the detail of your life? Jeremiah 29:11. I've quoted it twice already. I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Now, I don't know if you know it, he spoke those fancy words to a group of people going into captivity because of their sin. He wrote that to sinners. God wrote those words to sinners. I know the plans I have for you, you bunch of stiff-necked sinners. I know your day's not going good. Nebuchadnezzar's invaded your city, burnt down your house, killed your pet goat. But I want you to understand something. I didn't do this to you. You did this to yourself. I have no plans. I have no plans to harm you. I have plans to do you good, to give you a future and a hope. Man, I love that verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. But to those called by God to salvation, both Jews and Gentiles, Christ is the mighty power of God and the wonderful wisdom of God. Now watch this. The foolish plan of God is far wiser than the wisest of human plans, and the God's weakness is far stronger than the greatest of human strength. I tell my kids, you need Jesus. God had a plan for his life. You need a plan for your life. God will enable you to fulfill that plan. You need him every day of your life. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3 and 4. We are human, but we don't wage war with human plans and methods. We use God's mighty weapons, not mere worldly weapons, to knock down the devil's strongholds. God said, I'll give you my mind. I'll give you wisdom. So what happened? You do. You sit down, you get a vision for your life. You get a pencil, get a piece of paper, and you just write down. And I do this real carnal. I'm going to repeat it so many times in the seminar. 5 years from now, where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? Where do you want to be living? How much money you want to be making? What kind of vehicle you want to be driving? You know, how much money you want to be saving? You know, you want to get, you want to go to school? You want to be married? You want to have kids? If you don't plan it, you think you're just going to get lucky? No, the devil's a thief. He's going to try to stop everything. That's why you got to be focused. You got a plan. You got a plan. That's because you got a vision. Vision, planning. Now watch this. Here comes the preparation thing. You got to start praying. Why? Well, God wants to help, but he can't do it if you don't ask. Now listen to this. Vision starts with me. Commit more to God. He establishes my thoughts. I make plans. He orders my steps. Starts with me. God, I believe I'm called to do this. I want to do this. I want to build this, do this, accomplish this. Then I start planning. Now watch this. Here comes the prayer after the planning. Prayer. Now watch this. Look at these scriptures. Philippians 4:6. Don't be anxious about anything. About what? Man, what am I called to do? What am I going to do in life? God, what is it I'm supposed to be doing? I don't know. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Watch it. Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything. Everything. In everything. By prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. What are you praying about? God, what am I called to do? Why was I born? Why am I here? Goes back to the who, what, why, where, how, when. Who am I? What am I doing here? Why am I here? How am I supposed to get this done? If you ask God, he'll tell you. He's not playing games. Look at this. James 4:2. You want something, you don't get it, cannot have what you want, because you do not ask. You have not, because you do not ask God. You have not. Why? You don't ask God. 1 John 5:14-15. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Oh my goodness. And we know that he hears us whatever we ask. We know that we have what we ask of him. If I ask anything according to his will, well, what is his will? His word. That's why you got to be in the word every day. Meditate in his word day and night. Then you'll prosper and have good success. Got a vision, got a plan, got to pray. Got a vision, got a plan, got to pray. Got a vision, got a plan, got to pray. So begin to walk through this. How do I know it's the right plan? I'm praying. God's going to talk to me. John 14:13. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. God's not left me. He's not left me alone. He's going to show me how to take care of me, my family, my 6 kids, my business, my ministry. He promised, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I will order your steps, direct your paths, guide you into all truth. I will show you things to come. You are my sheep, I'm your shepherd. You will hear my voice, the voice of a stranger you will not follow. Proverbs 6:20, I will talk to you when you go to sleep, when you wake up and walk during the day. It's a promise. That's why you start saying it and thanking it and praising for it. And then it starts to manifest. It's incredible. John 16:23-24, verily I say unto you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Up to now you've asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy might be made full. I need a vision. Then I got to get a plan. Then I got to start praying. And you understand the power in all this? God's now. If I didn't have a vision, what would I be praying about? Nothing. I'm just griping. Gripe about the government, gripe about my boss, gripe about taxes, gripe about the weather, gripe about the economy. Griping doesn't get you anything. Everybody gripes, they have nothing. Faith gets you something. Without faith, you can't please God. Without faith, you know what the devil. Faith is believing what God said. What did he say? I'll supply all your need according to my riches, glory of Christ Jesus. Whoa, I'll take some of that. It says this, Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Matthew 18:19 said, if any two of you shall agree as touching anything they shall ask, it shall be done my Father which is in heaven. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that's able to do exceeding abundantly. Oh man, I love this prayer. I don't want you to just answer my prayer. I want you to do exceeding abundantly above answer my prayer. Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask and think according to the power that works in us, to him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus forever. Then the last one, I like this one, Psalm 5:3. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning I lay my requests before you and I wait in great expectation. So here's what you do. I tell my kids, we do it every year. They know we're going to sit down and during the holidays, and I'm going to lay on these charts in front of them. It's just a graph. I said, okay, here we are. Here's today. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you had a good one. What are you going to be doing 5 years from now? Write it down. How much money are you going to be making? Where are you going to be living? What are you going to be driving? You know, what's going to be your health thing? What's your marriage? Write it down. Okay, now 4 years from now, where are you going to be? 3 years, 2 years, 1 year. I make them write it. You think, that's not awful carnal. No, that's biblical. And so once they write that down, we have a vision. Then we go to Proverbs 16. Well, now you got something to pray about. You want to be doing this, living here, accomplishing this. You want to graduate. You want to get married. You want to be making this money. Then every day you get to pray. Pray without ceasing. And everything by prayer and supplication. Let your request be made known unto God. We just went through all those 8 scriptures about asking. You have not because you ask not. Well, if I don't have a vision, I'm not praying. I'm just griping. So I get a vision. I'm going to start planning. How do I plan to accomplish this? We get real specific. How do you plan to make that kind of money? Well, who do you think is going to pay you? Who's going to hire you? Who's like you making that money now? Is there somebody getting paid that money somewhere now? Is this a pipe dream or is this a reality? Because God works. God does miracles, but he needs you to do the natural. You walk around the walls of Jericho, he knocks them down. You lift up sticky parts of the water. You make the mud, he opens the eyes. You don't do anything, God doesn't do anything. Faith without works is dead. So we got a vision. I made you write it down. We got a plan. We're praying. Okay, we just went through all the asking scriptures. Now the last thing is this, is now we got to start going to work. What are you going to do today to start making this come to pass? If 5 years from now you want to be a college graduate and you're a senior in high school this year, what can you do today to make that happen? And they said, well, I don't know. Well, let's just think up some stuff. Where do you want to go to college? Over here? Well, if you want to get a degree, what kind of degree did you say you wanted? Well, can you get it? Does this college offer it? I don't know. Well, call them up on the phone. There's a phone book. Call them and ask them. They call admissions and that. Do they offer that degree? Yeah. Well, how many years does it take? And they call, well, how much is their tuition every year? Well, how do you get enrolled? What, do you have to have an ACT or SAT test? Well, then we need to pay the $39.95. We need to sign up to take the ACT test in 3 months. Maybe if you're going to take the ACT test in 3 months, maybe we can take the P. You know, there's a prep test you can take for free. You go to your local public library and you can take the prep test for the ACT and the prep test for the ACT. They've got that vocabulary words that they'll choose from. They put it in a book, and for $9, you can go down to the bookstore and you can buy the book that has all the words and the definitions that are going to be on the ACT and the SAT test. So when you take that part of the test, if you've read that book, you're probably going to do real good. You understand, with no vision, you don't plan. With no plan, you don't pray. If you don't pray, you're not doing any steps. You got to start working. And that's how great people get where they go. It's one step at a time. God said, I'll order your steps, direct your paths, guide you in all truth. But if there's no vision, you just grab it. I sure wish I had more money. I sure wish my life turned out better. I sure wish I'd drive something better. I sure wish I'd live somewhere better. I sure wish I was wearing something better. You won't. You won't. Where there's no vision, you perish. It's been in the Bible since the beginning of time. God told us how to do it. What do you need? I need a vision. How do you get one? Maybe I need to talk to God. God said, if I ask him, he'd give to me liberally, not break not. Now I'll give you these. Now this is where we go, because this is where you got to start. Once you got a plan, you got to start working it. You got to get up and say, okay, what's the next step? Well, I can't afford to go there. Well, no, you sure can. You don't have the money for that tuition for that college. But what can you do today? Maybe we need to apply for some scholarship money. Reckon there's scholarship money? Maybe there's some Pell grants. Maybe there's some government grants. Maybe there's some government loans. Let's start asking questions. And I mean, without exception, when I was a school administrator, how many parents would say, I can't afford to send my kid to college? Sure you can. Do you know there's a College of the Ozarks over in Missouri? You can go there for free. Everybody say free. Now you got to work. You got to milk their cows, bale their hay, and work in their factory. But you can go there without writing a check and just work for them, and you can get a college degree. You have not because you ask not. Now here's the work scriptures. Look at this. 2 Thessalonians 3, verse 6. Now here's a command, dear brothers, written in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by his authority. Stay away from Christians who spend their days in laziness. Oh, my goodness, it's going to get ugly. And do not follow the idea of hard work that we set up for you. You know you have to work. After you pray, you have to go to work. After you pray, you have a vision, you have a plan, you pray, and then you go to work. You have a vision, you have a plan, you pray, you go to work. You have a vision, you have a plan, you pray, and you go to work. You get a vision, and you plan, you pray, and you go to work. It's real simple. It says this, for you well know You ought to follow our example. That you never saw us loafing. We never accepted food from anybody without buying it. We worked hard day and night for the money we needed to live on in order that we would not be a burden to you. It wasn't that we didn't have the right to ask for you to feed us, but we wanted to show you firsthand how you should work for your living. Even while we were still with you, we gave this rule. He who does not work does not eat. Oh my goodness. Yet we hear that some of you are living in laziness, refusing to work, wasting your time and gossiping. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we appeal to such people. No, we command them, quiet down, get to work and earn their own living. Psalm 90 verse 17, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon us, establish the work of our hands. Yes, Lord, establish the work of our hands. Psalm 104 verse 23, then a man goes out to work and labor until the evening. You know, it's a biblical thing to go to work. Proverbs 18, 19, he that is lazy in his work is a brother to him that is a great waster. Proverbs 20 verse 11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work is pure or whether it's right. Proverbs 24:27, finish your outdoor work, get your fields ready, and after that, then build your house. Oh my goodness. Proverbs 12:24 says, diligent hands will rule, lazy hands end in slavery. And Proverbs 12:27 says, the lazy man does not roast his game, but the diligent man prizes his possessions. Proverbs 10:4, lazy hands make a man poor, but diligent hands bring wealth. Now we could read forever and lots of scriptures and Proverbs alone on work. What are we talking about? How to accomplish what you want to do in life, how to live a dream, how to be everything you wanted, get everything you ever wanted, do everything you ever wanted. Where's the start? Vision. No vision, you perish. After you get a vision, make a plan. Make a plan, you pray. After you pray, go to work. We'll pick this up next time. God bless you. Thank you for listening today. In Jesus' name.
Hey, thanks for listening today. Be sure to join us Monday through Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. He's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Make sure you go to our website, joemcgeeministries.com. We've got all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.